Hello everyone. Join me, a small medium at large, as we explore the world of spirit, energy, tarot, mediumship, psychic abilities, angels, oracles, paranormal activity, and basically anything downright spooky. If any, some, or all of those things interest you, then you've come to the right place, my friends. I'm Melanie Mahmood, and welcome to the Spirit Level Podcast. Hello, 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 and welcome to this week's Spirit Level Podcast. Well, it's been an interesting week. I don't know if you're feeling the vibes have changed. It's definitely quickening up again and people are out and about. There's more traffic. I've certainly been out and about a lot more this week than I have been. So things are slowly starting to unfold. But I've had a little bit of reflective time as well about exactly how much that we've achieved during this lockdown. And it's been amazing, really, because my favourite thing, apart from all the spiritual and spooky stuff, is making new friends and meeting new people. And it's been amazing that through this medium, through this podcast, the amount of people that we have met and the new friends that we're making. We've made some new friends in America. So howdy to John and Becca from Boo, My Dad Said. And we've also made some friends through Zoom. So I met Sophia, who you remember was on the show a couple of weeks back. And Sophia's become a really, really good friend and had a chat with her this week. And we both said at the same time how amazing it is that we've come together. And I feel like I've known this lady for 25 years and I've only known her since the beginning of the year. Something's just clicked. So lots of love to you, Sophia. And I've also got a little surprise, a little sneak. We did actually record a part three. So there is a part three of our chat with Sophia and I'm keeping that in my back pocket. So it will be out and published soon. I don't know when, but we've got some brilliant new friends and lovely listeners that have come through Sophia. I'd like to thank you for joining us, especially to the lady who sent me a lovely text on quite a down day. I'd been trolled on social media and she sent me a lovely text saying how much she enjoyed the show and how much she particularly loved Household Hocus Pocus, which is really nice because that's a new segment to the show. So I'm really pleased with that. I'd be ever so grateful, guys, if you could leave some feedback on some of the podcast providers because it really does help our profile. So if you wouldn't mind just dropping a line or two, that would be absolutely amazing. So coming up this week on this week's show in Crystal Corner, we have the very mysterious crystal Numite. We will have some more of your listeners' questions and there will be another amazing competition for you to enter, totally free of charge. We have an interview with Tara Taylor, a hypnotherapist and holistic healer who just lives down the road from me. In Household Hocus Pocus, Sage is on the menu. And in Time for Tarot, our featured card this week is the Temperance card. So here we go. Today's Crystal Corner is a bit of an enigma, actually. It's a newly discovered or fairly newly discovered crystal called Numite. And forgive me if that's not how you pronounce it. It was discovered in 1982. And the only known source of this crystal is in Greenland. It's named after the mountain region north of Nuuk. Again, forgive me if that's not how you pronounce it. I've not personally experienced this crystal, but I'm really excited about it and I need to get my hands on a sample. It's known as the Sorcerer's Stone and it looks deep black grey and quite flinty. But it is ancient, it's been tested and it's over 3 billion years old and it is linked to the base chakra. It's a very, very powerful stone, apparently, and it's tremendously grounding and needs to be used with proper and correct intent. So it's got a strong physical and it's apparently measurable, this electromagnetic field. And it's this field that strengthens the aura and can also cut karmic ties and clear karmic debris from previous incarnations. It empowers and it helps with deep, deep inner work. And it helps you discover any unconscious matters which may be holding you back in your progress, both physically and spiritually. On a physical level, it's good for tension and stress, and it promotes deep sleep, and it's a general all-over healing stone. But it's particularly useful in tissue regeneration, pain and discomfort from headaches, and it stimulates circulation and the nerves. It increases mental activity, so helps support against dementia and degenerative disease. Like I said, I don't really know personally very much about this crystal, but now that I've seen it and I've found out what its qualities are all about, I'm quite excited to try and track a sample down. If you have any more information about it that you can tell me about and its healing properties and uses, then please get in touch. Next week, I'm going to be introducing you to the beautiful and etheric opalite. I've got these in the power bracelets and I wear one every day because it's the merchant's stone. So if you're in business or you're wanting to attract some wealth, this is one of the perfect stones for you. It's time for listeners' questions. What have we got this week, Mr. N?
Thank you, Mel, and hello again, everyone. I have two questions for you this week, Mel. The first question is from Alex in Surrey, who asks, you have mentioned crystal grids a few times in Crystal Corner, but what are they?
Right, crystal grids. Okay, now this is next level stuff with regards to crystal and energy work. So there are grids and certain patterns that you can use that use a variety of stones. And you can use any stones you want for whatever it is the purpose that you are trying to achieve. So whether it's healing or there's a particular manifestation work that you're working on, you can use a crystal grid to create a really strong energy field. So like a vortex of energy in the home that is working 24/7 on whatever you decide to program those crystals to do. So if you go on Google and have a look at crystal grids, you can see the various patterns. There's one called Metatron, which is Metatron's grid. That's particularly good for communication and healing. There's all sorts of different ones. So it's basically a grid that is set out to where you would place the crystals that you're wanting to work with in the home or on your altar or wherever you particularly want this grid to be. And you can set it working for you 24/7. So it's like a cosmic computer, if you like.
Cosmic computer. It's not the first time, Mel, that our dear listeners have sent in questions about crystal grids. Is it something we could look at in Crystal Corner, have an episode just solely on crystal grids?
I don't see why not. I think that's a good idea. I will look into it. I'll do some research. And if it's something that guys that you lot would like to listen to, then I will sort that out for you.
Super stuff. Thanks, Mel. Our second question this week comes from Diane in Belfast, who asks, I have heard that some people use oracle cards in readings. What are they and do you use them?
Well, any card-based system is an oracle card. So the tarot is an oracle card. But what people have done is they've expanded on that. There's every kind of deck imaginable that you can think of, from Egyptians to cats to Hello Kitty. It's whatever floats your boat. Personally, I think that if you are a beginner and you're new to tarot, then you should be using the traditional Rider-Waite tarot whilst you're learning, because it's the easiest and best system to learn how to interpret the cards. Then as you progress, you can move on to whatever floats your boat. Personally, I think the more kitsch ones like Hello Kitty really annoy me. I just think they're almost not, what's the word I'm looking for? They're not reverence enough. They're not serious enough for me. I think it's you've got to take these things seriously and have some reverence for them. And I think Hello Kitty doesn't really do it for me. But it may do it for somebody else, and that's fine, whatever suits you. But yeah, there's every kind, fairies, witches, dragons, Chinese, all sorts, you name it. They'll be an oracle card for it. But ultimately, all Oracle cards are doing are allowing you to access your own higher consciousness. So it's not a spooky thing. You're not connecting with spirit. You are connecting with your highest consciousness, your own self. You already know the answers to the questions that you're asking and the situations that are happening. That's all you're doing. So that's why it's a personal thing, really. And just pick what you want. Does that make sense?
It does, Mel. Yes, thank you. And thanks to Alex and Diane for their questions. If you would like to send us a question or get in touch with suggestions for show content, guests or anything else, therein here is how you can do so.
Thank you to everyone who's submitted a question. There are a number of ways you can get in touch with us. You can get in touch with us via email. Our address is thespiritlevel22@gmail.com. On Facebook, on groups, search for The Spirit Level. On Twitter, search for thespiritlevel.co.uk. Our Twitter handle is @thespiritlevelu, which is a capital U. On Instagram, search for Melanie Mahmood. And in addition, there are a number of resources for you to download and access on our website, totally free of charge, on www.thespiritlevel.co.uk. We look forward to hearing from you. Today, we're joined by a very new friend who I connected with via a Facebook group, and I realised that she's just down the road from me, and I mean literally just down the road. And I love hearing what other light workers are up to and how they started their particular spiritual journey. So today, we're joined by Tara of TaylorMade Holistic Fitness in Penistone, and it's hypnotherapy, Reiki and spiritual reading. So hi, Tara.
Hi Mel, how are you?
I'm okay, Mel. Thank you for joining us today. I'm fascinated as to how you found your spiritual path. And I'm also interested in what came first. Was it the healing first and the health side of things? Or was it mediumship and spirit? Or did it all come at the same time?
Well, ever since I was a child, I've always had this sense of knowing there were different energies around. And growing up, I visited mediums on a regular basis, some very good, others you could tell they were a little bit fake, obviously.
Fishing, yeah.
I've been able to see and sense spirit from, I've been able to see and sense spirit from being a child, but I've never acted on it due to the ridicule that you obviously get.
Yeah.
But in my father's final few weeks before his passing, I learned he'd got abilities in the spiritual world.
Wow.
And I suppose it was him that's basically spurred me on to accept the abilities and develop them to where I am today.
Did you not know about that then? Did you not know he could see spirit or?
No, because he was the same as me, the ridicule he got. Okay. But it wasn't really, it wasn't speaking to spirit that he did. He was more a prophetic dreamer.
Okay. Right. Got you.
So if he had the same dream three times in a row,
that's what was going to happen.
There.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah. The healing therapies I stumbled upon accidentally, really. I was just basically guided to them. I'm not clear when or why, but these courses kept getting sent to me.
Oh, there you go. You're obviously on the right path.
There you go. Yeah. 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 So, I mean, I'm quite late getting into all this holistic healing and everything, but it feels so natural, like it should have been all them years ago.
So what did you do first then, the Reiki or the hypnotherapy or readings? What came first?
The hypnotherapy. I trained, I got into hypnotherapy just over 20 years ago when my children were basically babies and I wanted something to do. So I started studying psychology and looking for alternative treatments to psychotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to focus mainly on hypnotherapy due to its more holistic appeal, non-invasive, drug-free.
Yeah.
And it just grew from there.
Wow. And so how can you explain what it does and how it can assist people? Because people have always got this idea about hypnotherapy that it's going to be something like stage hypnotherapy, where you're going to run around like a chicken if you click your fingers. You know what I mean? So people get frightened of that, and it's not like that. So how would you describe it? What can it help, and what's the experience like?
Yeah, I get that comment a lot. You're not making me run around like a chicken. It's not that. Hypnotherapy is a deep, deep relaxation. Just through words, I induce you into a deep, relaxing state, and then I just basically talk to your subconscious. That's it. No clicking of the fingers, boom, you're under. I don't do stage hypnotherapy. It's not me. And I don't in any way suggest that hypnotherapy is a replacement for conventional medicines or treatments, but it's a good complement to these. And in some cases, it is actually a standalone. I'm more of an analytical hypnotherapist. So what I do is I look at the root cause of your condition, such right. as your phobias, your fears, anything like that. And I treat it from the root upwards. So we go right back to your childhood. We start again. And we come right through to your present day life, looking for issues, and then treat them as we go along through cognitive behavioral therapy, neuro-linguistic therapy, all that. It's all into one. Suggestion therapy's got its place to treat a quick symptom, such as if somebody's wanting to go on a flight but they're scared of flying.
Yeah.
You can do quick sessions of suggestion therapy to do that, or fear of dentist. Hypnotherapy, it's marvellous. It can be used for all emotional and anxiety issues, depression, mental health, weight concerns, smoking, or as these days in the modern times, vaping rather than smoking.
Yeah, rather than smoking.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the list's endless at what you can treat with hypnotherapy.
I've had
but
some
it's nothing
results.
To be scared of.
I trained about 15 years ago, and I had some amazing results with it, quite miraculous, actually. So I highly recommend it if anybody's got something that they want to deal with. It's worth a try, without a doubt. So how would you describe your connection to the spiritual side of things then, Tara?
Very ad hoc.
Okay.
Basically. Sometimes it's flashes of pictures. It can be words whispered in my ears. Well, you know, you hear them, but they're not actually whispered. Smells, or just knowing something. It's weird. For example, the other day I was linked to a lady. Her mum had passed over and she wanted me to connect to her. And I had to stop because I just felt really drained all of a sudden, nauseous and dizzy. And I had to take a break. Okay. And when I went back to it, immediately the same feelings came over me again. And when I was telling her this, you know, what we're experiencing linking to a mum, she says, that's how I'm feeling at the moment.
So you were picking
that is my
up
illness
there.
That I've got.
Yeah.
Well, either that or a mum was saying, get to the doctors, you silly Billy. I know what you're feeling.
Yeah.
And she did say she'd actually been to the doctors with it, but they'd not diagnosed anything and she still had them. So now she's going to go back to the doctors and just chase it up. Or another case, I was linking to somebody and I could see this lady's grandma, full picture, stood behind her, full colour. And she was just stood there gobsmacked at me because I could see and describe this lady stood behind her. I do tell people, spirit are, they're like us, they're stubborn. If they don't want to come through, they're not going to come through.
You can't dial them up. It doesn't work that way, does it?
No,
people think they want to come and speak to somebody in particular, and it doesn't work that way. It's not a telephone exchange. It's a case of you get what you're given, I'm afraid. So which do you prefer?
I don't really have a preference, to be honest. I use them both together quite a lot, such as in combination therapies like my healing therapies. I intuitively know through the spiritual side where needs most treatment, so I do that. So it's I use it as a combination rather than, you know, single elements.
Well, it's all energy.
It's just
isn't
what
it?
I was put here to do.
Yeah.
It is, that's it. We are all energy.
It's all energy work.
We vibrate.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And you obviously are doing what you should be doing.
It's, I mean, one of the interesting sides of hypnotherapy is the past life regression. That's fantastic.
I was gonna ask if you did that.
Yeah, yeah. It never fails to amaze clients what they come up with. I've had it done myself and I can't believe that I was actually a ginger-haired person at one point.
Well, I was open-minded, and when I did my training, they asked me if I wanted, if they want somebody would volunteer to do it. And of course, I was front of the line because you've got to, I've got to experience it myself, you know. And it was absolutely incredible what I experienced, and it answered a lot of questions about stuff that I deal with in this incarnation from the past ones. It was very strange.
That's it. You can treat.
Yeah, go on. It was. We've got a bit of a lag, haven't we, on the broadband, and so we're struggling a bit. But you'll have to bear with us, listeners, because despite the fact she's only over the hill, literally, it's. We're having internet problems. So, yeah, it's past life regression therapy, hypnotherapy is something that is just mind-blowing. I was completely blown away by it. What I could see, sense and taste experienced in that time was amazing. I'm sure that your people that you've treated have had the same effect, I would have thought.
That's it. And you can pick up on things that they've experienced, like you said, in the past life that is affecting their current life. And you can treat it.
You can. Yeah, it's amazing.
Really go back. Yeah.
It changed my perspective entirely about reincarnation completely, because I experienced things that I couldn't possibly have known about, and was able to verify certain information as well afterwards. So it was, it was an amazing experience. So obviously we're coming out of lockdown now, Tara, and I'm sure that, you know, with lockdown, everything, your business has been affected. What are your plans now that we're slowly starting to come out? Are you starting back with face-to-face consultations and stuff?
I am. I'm going to definitely get back to face-to-face because that is my preferred treatment, being there with the client. But I'm going to continue to offer services by distance healing and Zoom. Because the internet has been absolutely marvellous for being able to carry on for me. I'm going to be pretty flexible around each individual client. I'm also having a rebrand, so I'm going to be called Tara Taylor Hypnotherapy and Holistic Wellbeing.
Oh, I like
because
it.
Because I feel it tells people more what I'm about rather than tailor-made holistic fitness. So that rebrand's on the move. And just streamlining and forging ahead just to get everything back open again. I know it's been hard on all businesses, definitely, but being able to do distance healing for me over the internet, and just as you would anyway with a distance healing, just connecting with a picture or a name or a vision in your head or a doll I sometimes use, that's been a godsend.
Brilliant. So before we finish then, we always ask our guests if they can give us a book recommendation, one that's had a significant effect upon their spiritual life or their growth, or something that changed everything that, you know, would be useful for somebody who's just starting out on their journey. And so what would you choose?
It's actually one by John Richardson of Feel Better Fast. It's one that he adapted by his grandfather's cousin, the great Ida Pym. It's basically, in her own words, how she used her skills as a medium and how to hone your own skills in and become a medium yourself. What John's done is took these words of Ida Pym and he's just put it in another format that's easy to understand. And that's basically, it helped me a heck of a lot to get into my spiritual side. But it's not just books, though. I went on to development sites on Facebook, medium development sites, and by joining and reading on groups such as Spiritual Elevated Moments, which I'm a big reader on at the moment, it's helped me grow immensely. So it's not just books, it's the internet as well. And
I mean, obviously,
I highly recommend researching.
Yeah, with lockdown, that's where I had to go as well, just to keep my hand in and keep my practice up. So that's where we obviously connected.
Yeah.
There are Facebook groups out there where you can do development and sit in circle. There's practice groups as well where there's not so much the development side, but you can just have a safe space where you can make connections, say what you want to say and get some feedback. So if you're just starting out, it's great, isn't it? So, yeah, by all means, try and look on Facebook.
Yeah, they're all friendly. No trolling. Everybody understands what you're going through and they're really supportive. So yeah, get on the internet and find them.
Well, fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us for this little chat, Tara. I can't wait until we can meet in person. Just up
the hill. I'll have a coffee on a bench.
Oh, absolutely. And come and have a good old chinwag about all things spooky. I can't wait. So thank you so much. That's Tara Taylor, ladies and gentlemen. Now it's time for Household Hocus Pocus. This episode we're going to talk about sage. So sage, as in sage and onion stuffing, is a very useful little herb to know about. Salvia officinalis, to give it its proper Latin name, is all about wisdom, as the name suggests, but it's also about cleansing and protection. So if you carry some fresh sage leaves, if you need some wise counsel in a situation, and keep some growing on your windowsill for abundance and success. But its most well-known use is for clearing negativity and grounding unwanted spirits and banishing them from areas known as smudging. You may have heard of this before. It's quite commonly known about, and it comes from the Native American and South American traditions and medicine magic. So sage bundles are dried bunches of leaves that are wrapped together. They are burnt and the smoke is wafted around an environment or space to clear it of energy. And if it's an unwanted spirit activity, ask any visiting spirits to kindly leave the space. Be courteous and polite though, and return them to the light and the spirit realm. I've done this with great success in children's bedrooms if spirits are coming to visit and the kids are getting upset about it and there's sleep issues. Children's energy tends to attract spirits, and it's usually its relatives that are coming to visit to nosy at the new baby. So it's nothing to worry about, but it does work quite well. Sage pick-me-up tea is brilliant for upliftment. So just get some young leaves of the sage, fresh leaves, and make a tea out of them and put some honey in it, and you should find that gives you a nice natural uplift. So that's sage. Hope you find that useful. And next week we're going to be looking at catnip. It's now time for our regular feature on the magic of the tarot cards. It's time for tarot, and today's card is card number 14 of the Major Arcana. It's Temperance, and if you look at the card, invariably Temperance is depicted as a person pouring liquid from one receptacle to another, and in many decks the person is like an angel, so an androgynous figure, and stands with one foot on water and one foot on land. And in any reading, this card immediately indicates that you should learn to bring about some balance, some patience and moderation into your life or into the situation that you're wanting to know about. So it's about taking the middle road and avoiding extremes and trying to maintain a sense of calm. So in an upright position, it means balance, alchemy, connecting with your guides, harmony, looking for divine intervention, but generally just moderation in all things. In reverse, it means exactly the opposite: disharmony, imbalance, a lack of patience, and possibly the onset of illness. It's the element of fire, so it can indicate an Aries, Leo or Sagittarius person, and the ruling planet is Jupiter. So that's Temperance. It's all about balance. And next time, join us when we will be looking and meeting the devil. It's competition time. Our prize in the competition this time round is a beautiful amethyst crystal power bracelet. If you want to have a look at one, it's on the website at Crystal Corner. I wear this power bracelet all the time, every day. It's my absolute favourite. So be in with a chance to win it. You just need to answer this question. The Roman god Bacchus, according to myth, is associated with amethyst. But what is he the god of? A. Wine. B. Women. Or C. Song. That's A. Wine. B. Women. Or C. Song. Answer A, B or C and send your answers via email only, please, to thespiritlevel22@gmail.com. Entries to reach us by no later than Friday, the 14th of May at 6 p.m. So good luck! That's it for this episode, folks. Coming up in the show next week in Crystal Corner, the featured crystal is the beautiful opalite. We will have some more of your listeners' questions in Household Hocus Pocus. Catnip is on the menu. And in Time for Tarot, we feature the Devil card. A big thank you to Buzzsprout for hosting us. Our thanks to the folks at Orphonics and Audacity for your technical help. Big thanks to Tara Taylor for taking part in the interview this week. Her contact details can be found on the episode notes. Big thank you to my beloved husband and producer, Mr. M, for his continuing help and support. Massive thank you to our listeners, wherever you may be, for all your support and all your lovely messages. They are really appreciated. Please subscribe and review our podcast. Your feedback helps us improve the show. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Castbox, or via your usual podcast provider. Please visit the website www.thespiritlevel.co.uk. You can book a personal reading with me, enrol on one of the courses that I have written myself just for beginners, browse the online store for crystals, crystal packs, power bracelets, aromatherapy and scented candles, or you can just get in touch. We'd love to hear from you. Don't forget, you can also send us a voicemail by clicking on the SpeakPipe link on the episode notes or via the podcast page on the website. Free of charge, no download required. It'd be really lovely to hear from you. So until next time, look after each other. Love and light to you all.